Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, shake yourself loose. Welcome to the shout, everybody. It's Memorial Day, May 31st, 2021. I just want to shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today we're doing a little something different today. Amen. We're not going to keep you all too long here on the shout. I just want to give everybody the opportunity to shout and just thank God. So let us go ahead and give God our praise, glory, and honor because he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this new day, oh God, that you've given us, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Father God, for you that have kept us, you that have saved us, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. We come to give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Oh Lord, we exalt your name above all names, and there's no one greater than you, Father, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray right now for the God that you will continue to strengthen us, guide us, and direct us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we thank you, Father God, for it is so, and it shall be no other way. In the name of Jesus, amen. Glory to God. Welcome everybody to the shout. I know people today are busy out barbecuing and visiting family and friends, celebrating Memorial Day. That's in the memory of Memorial Day is for what? The memory of those who went before us, our veterans. Amen. Yes, Memorial Day, just celebrating the veterans. So we want to thank you all for your service. Amen. Was your grandfather in the service? Amen. We want to, those who already went home to glory, we just thank God for them that stood in the gap, you know, because our soldiers, they stand in the gap for us, and they go in for us, defending us, the front line that protects us. So we just thank God, amen. We thank God for Jesus, who is our chief intercessor, who intercedes for us, amen. So we just want to just thank all the veterans, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know a few people, my husband, as I was just saying, his grandfather was a veteran. He was in the Army, World War II. Where were in the Navy. Amen. Amen. A couple of our cast members are veterans as well. So we just thank God for you all. Today is for you all. And we just thank God. We pray that God will continue to strengthen God and bless you, bless your family, all that you're concerned and loved about in the name and all that you love in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So come on, everybody, just open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout. Come on, Doretha, give God our praise, glory, and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for letting me sing another Veteran Day and for taking y'all veteran now. That's on the line for us, and I want to thank you all. And amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. We salute. We give our honor to our veterans. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the United States of America military forces, the Army. What is it? The Army, the Navy SEAL. The Air Force, the Marines, am I missing one? I did Air Force. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for all our veterans. Amen. Because I know one thing, everybody not equipped to go out and stand in the gap for the country. Amen. To have the capacity to be able to do that. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we truly thank God for you. We pray God continue to bless you, guide you, and keep you. May you lack nothing of good. Amen. From the Lord our God. Amen. Come on, cousin. Bring the gift. Give God our shout, praise, and glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Glory, hallelujah. All praises and honor to God Almighty. And, yes, happy Veterans Day, Memorial Day to my husband who did 30-plus years in the Navy.
Amen.
And a Navy SEALs. I'm married to a Navy SEALs. that's why I have to pray real hard for him and pray for me, too. I have quite a bit on my plate with him, but I thank God for him. He's a good guy, yeah. But he's a good guy. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank God. Thank God for all the military. And I was wondering why he was gone most of the day today. He's probably somewhere running his mouth with some veterans, I'm sure. But God bless him. God bless him. God keep him.
Amen. Amen. We thank God
amen.
For him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We salute our military on this day. And today is set aside for, amen. Today is set aside for our veterans. Amen. And those of honoring those who have given their lives for this country. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We just thank God. We just pray God continue to bless them and may God continue to order their steps. Amen. For the Bible says that a good man's steps are ordered. So we pray that God will continue to order their steps. Amen. And I'm just grateful, you all, because we're here. We're home in our beds. And we have the, you know, protection of four walls. But you have men and women that are out there, that have been out there, that have gone to glory, that put their lives on the line for us so that we can continue to have life and be able to live it and enjoy while they're out there fighting. I have a cousin. Matter of fact, I salute my cousin, my first cousin, Terrence Mackey, who's, I think he's been in the military for 20 years, right out of high school, and he's in the Army. So we salute, you know, our family members and those that have, you know, have already gone home to glory, like I said, but those that went out there and stood on the front line to protect us so that nothing can come on the inside, amen? So they're standing, hallelujah, in the gap for us, so we'll continue to go out and eat and enjoy life. You have those that are out there fighting, their lives are put on the line day in and day out, amen? So we just thank God and we just put the blood of Jesus Christ for those that are still out there right now that are standing in the gap for us, amen? So we just thank God at this time. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Sister Dilla was on the line, but I guess she... We got to come over here so they can hear you. We can't hear you. What'd you say? Oh, my husband is saying God ordains the military. Amen. And government, we know that according to scripture. Amen. So we thank God. I don't know what happened to Sister Dilla, but we were going to bring her in. She can shout, shout, shout. Giving God our praise, glory, and honor. We want to, oh, there's Sister Dilla. Welcome, Sister Dilla, to the shout. Go ahead and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory, hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory, hallelujah. Hello, everyone on the line today on this beautiful Memorial Day. I just like thank God for waking me up this morning, closed me in my right mind, and my kids and family members, we all see and hear. I just thank the Lord. I'm just truly grateful. I'm just grateful,
yes,
grateful, grateful, and grateful for those who served for us, too. Like you
yes,
said,
Lord.
We sleep and they up there protecting us. I just thank
Amen.
The service people and give the family strength, the ones that lost ones and, you know, have a hard time today. I just pray the Lord just give them strength. Thank you, thank
yes,
you, thank you.
Amen. The peace of those have lost. The loved ones have already went home to glory. Pray for the family that God will comfort. We call upon Jehovah Shammah to comfort the family. Let peace come and be still at this time as they're remembering their family members that have already gone home to glory. Amen. So, you know, I didn't want to count for the shout today. I know many are out enjoying their family in memory of this holiday of all our veterans. So you all, I'm just going to give what we're going to replay a previous shout from the month of April, you all. So if you want to stay on, please do so. If not, we're just going to let it run. So if anybody else don't happen to come on today to be able to hear the shout and receive the word of God, God bless you all. God keep you. You enjoy the rest of your day, Memorial Day with your family. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, remember, we love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for being able to be here one more time. Amen. Last week was a rocky week, but I decreed, declared last week that I was going to be back on Monday, and I am here. Amen. I spoke over myself. I decreed, declared, and I'm here today, hallelujah, because I believe I have faith. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, everybody. Had a little technical difficulties trying to get on here today, but we are on. I thank God for you. I want y'all to shout, give God all praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory, hallelujah. Tell everybody what God has done for you. I want you to understand that you're a living testimony because you're still here. God has blessed you. You have life in your body. You're able to be here, clothed in your right mind. You have so much to shout for right now in this moment, amen, because God has kept you all day yesterday through the night, amen. Even right now in the 6 o'clock hour, you're still here. Just thank God for what he's already doing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, sister, kind of give God our praise going on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I want to shout a grateful thank you to God for helping my friend. He had hip surgery. Everything turned out very successful. And
amen.
I just want to, I need a little prayer tonight. I'm on a new case with my job. It's just one child, and he's autistic, and he doesn't speak, but he has rages. And he's been through so many bus attendants. I don't want to give up on him. So just pray for me that God gives me the strength to stay with him for the next 7 weeks until school is out. You know, I think he'll do better if he wasn't bounced around so much with so many different people. So I'm trying. This is my third week with him, and I'm trying. It's hard, but I just want a little more strength and a little bit more push. But I'm determined not to give up on him.
Amen. We need more people like you that's determined not to give up. Amen. To have that kind of drive and like Christ, to be able to endure and to be able to hang in, hold on to those that people have given up on. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we lift up your daughter this day, Father God, as she come out, Lord God, asking, Lord God, for help, Lord God. We ask for the help right now, your divine help, Lord God, that you would increase her in patience and in strength, Father God. Lord, that you would provide the divine provision that she would need, Father God, in order to maintain, oh God, the situation that's concerning the young man in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask, oh God, that peace come and be still in the child right now, Father God. Let him find peace with her, Father God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, where there's no understanding, Lord, let understanding come. Amen. Let understanding, hallelujah, govern. Amen. Govern that situation concerning her and the young man in the name of Jesus Christ, that they will have a divine understanding that coming from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you increase us all in love, Lord God, that we all will operate, oh God, according to the love that you have given us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to bless your daughter in her going and coming in, Lord God, that you will bless her, Lord God, in every step that she's taking, every breath that she makes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for you here on the show. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Knowing that
it's all right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, come on, everybody. Let's shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, Evangelist Kim. Welcome back. Give God our praise going on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for taking us over the dangerous highways and bringing us back home safely. And we truly were protected from danger, seen and unseen. And it was just amazing to see God's hand over my family and I. And I had a former sister in Christ to tell me, oh, I don't believe in Jesus anymore. That was my mom's religion. I just believe in a spirit. I say, you know what? I believe in what's working for me, and I know God is real. I know his son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and that's what I'm going to keep on believing in. I'm going to keep trusting, and I'm going to keep shouting and giving him the glory because he deserves it. Amen, and that's my shout for today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
You know who keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't no wavering in the one that keeps. The one that keeps you does not sleep nor slumber. Amen. She said, I believe in the spirit. But what kind of spirit is she believing in? Amen. Is it the Holy Spirit of the living God that our Father sent us? Amen. To guide us and protect us. Hallelujah. Stay right there, Evangelist Kim, because people are going to come to try to get us out of that place. Hallelujah. To stop believing and trusting in the one true God. Amen. Blessed God, keep you. We're glad to hear, amen, that you're back on the shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, everybody, and shout. Come on, Cousin Brenda Gale. Shout, open your mouth and give God our praise. Glory on this shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for one more time. One more time.
Yes.
A glorious, glorious day. I just bless the Lord. I'm just so grateful. I'm just so thankful. I just love him. I just love him. He's just so awesome. He's so good. Continue to pray for my mom. Continue to pray for me.
Oh,
God keep us. And we go back tomorrow to Alexandria. She have another, well, they're going to try to do the CAT scan again on Wednesday. I have not even told her because she likes to worry about the least little thing, so I'll just keep it to myself.
Yes.
Just pray for us, and all is well. All is well.
All is well. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we lift up your daughters right now, Father God, we pray that you would continue to strengthen, God, protect, amen, Father God, heal, deliver, set free, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against every spirit of worry and fear. We decree and declare victory over every situation concerning your children right now, concerning your daughter, Brenda,
yes,
concerning
Lord,
your daughter,
yes,
all that you're concerned about, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's you that go before them, oh God, preparing the way. So we just want to say thank you in advance, oh God, because we trust you and we believe, oh God, you can do all things but fail. So, Father God, we ask that you just have your way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you divinely intervene, oh God, and turn everything around for the good of your daughter, amen. And we just want to say thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah. God bless
Hallelujah.
You. God keep you. We thank God for you here on the show. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Cousin Dorita. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Lord been good to me. He let me see this beautiful day, and I thank him for it.
Yes.
And I rose this morning, and the sun was shining. I said, Lord, I thank you. I still can see the sunshine.
Yes.
And I want you all to pray for me because it's getting nice, and I want to get out this bed and go in the yard and look around. Just pray for me to get out this bed and go outside, sit on my patio. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Dorita, here on the shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, Sister Dylan. Mama, come on, shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor for what he's done. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hello, everybody. First of all, just thanking the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way, and I'm in my right mind. I just thank him, thank him, thank him. I'm above the dirt, not under the dirt. I just thank him, give him praise, honor, glory. I just thank him for my family. We all safe and sound, Lord. I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. In spite of, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful. Grateful, grateful. Glory, hallelujah. Grateful.
Hallelujah.
Truly grateful. Hallelujah.
Truly grateful. Amen.
Yes,
truly
grateful.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just being in that presence of gratefulness. Just thankful. Just knowing that God is working things out already. Amen. Just keeping the faith. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that's God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you here on the show.
Amen.
Jesus. Come on, Sister Sharon. Go ahead and shout. Give God our praise. Glory in the shout.
Let's shout. Let's shout. Because God is good. We're going to shout today. Yes, Lord. Thank you for this day. And I just want to thank you for the blood that he shed on Calvary. I just want to thank the Lord. I heard Sister Connie was testifying about her job, but I'm on the same road. But I'm going to keep my hand in God's hand. And I'm not going to let the devil steal my joy, because I know the Lord blessed me with that job, and I'm going to stay right there. And I'm going to pray and hold my peace, because God will fight your battle. Just hold on. Just hold on. That's all we got to do. That's hold on. And
hold on.
Jesus. Woo, just let him know who you belong to. You belong to God. That's so good. Because he's good.
Yes, Lord.
He's good.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Just have shouts of joy. Just thank him, knowing where he's brought you from, knowing what he's doing right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you for the share. We love you. We thank God for you here on the show. Thank you, Lord. Hold on. Hold on, knowing that God is for you. Hallelujah. We stand on the word of God. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. But if God be against you, who can be for you? Hallelujah. Come on, shout, everybody. Just pray. Praise God right with you. Amen. Ain't nobody got to stop you today. Just shout because it kept you. Shout because it kept your mama, kept your brother, kept your sister, kept your children, your grandchildren, kept your mind. Amen. Kept you. Hallelujah. Kept a roof over your head. Hallelujah. Just thank God for what he's already done. Amen. Yeah, my Lord, my God. We thank you. Hallelujah. You all today, I'm so excited. I'm just excited to be back. I'm telling you, it's been something, but I thank God. Let me tell you something. The devil has already been defeated. Amen. He's already been defeated. It ain't no if he going to be. No, he's already defeated. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He conquered all things. Jesus came and he conquered everything. He conquered the world. Amen. So we are already victorious through Christ Jesus. Amen. Who saved us. See, I want to talk about faith. So many of us have lost the faith, or different situations we get in and we allow it to rob us of the faith. Amen. The little bit of faith that some of us have, I want you all to keep the faith, have your faith fight. I want you to understand that's a fight of faith that is going on right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you're overcomers, amen, but you have to keep the faith. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 to 14, keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, amen, we live by faith and not by sight. Amen. I'm going to say it again. We live by faith and not by sight. See, faith is not something you commit to once, then don't think about it again. Instead, it's something that alerts you every day to possibilities and opportunities. Amen. God has called you to live a life of vibrant faith, open to his direction, keeping your eyes on him. See, day by day you will see his faithfulness and your faith will grow. Amen. Soon you will stop worrying about what is around the next corner. So you'll know with certainty that the two of you can handle any, hallelujah, eventually. Hallelujah. You will understand that as long as you got to God, that you can handle anything that may come your way. You can rest and know at night that God is already taking care of you. You can rest and know at night that God is your protector, that God is your provider. You can rest and know, but you got to have faith in order to rest and know. See, you probably heard it before. Seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. There's more than a twist or a phrase, you all. Your faith opens you up to a new awareness of life around you. It enables you to see more from God's point of view. It reminds you that life is not just about the everyday realities, but also mysteries and possibilities. When you believe, you live according to a whole other reality with sights and sounds unimaginable to faithful eyes. Amen. So I want you all to hold on to the faith. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Father, as we pray right now, God, I ask everyone that's on the line today that you will bless, touch, heal, deliver, and change our lives from today onwards, oh God. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win, and release the grace to press on in the power of your spirit and to win, because greater is in you that's in us than he that's in the world. Let us, hallelujah, let us to be able to press on, oh God, to win in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for the God that it is done in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Lord, we are
trusting you for a breakthrough today, a breakthrough in our peace, amen, a breakthrough in our strength, a breakthrough in our finances, a breakthrough in our relationships, a breakthrough on our jobs, a breakthrough in our healing, a breakthrough in our deliverance, amen, a breakthrough, oh God. A miracle of breakthroughs, amen. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father,